everyone. Welcome to my podcast, Anxiety Bites. I'm so happy you're here. I'm Michelle Hashimi, your certified transformational nutrition coach, certified nutritional therapist, and founder of Bella Holistic Nutrition and Wellness. So yes, I'm all about nutrition. And my podcast is called Anxiety Bites for two reasons. First of all, anxiety bites, right? Anxiety bites. I know it bites because I've been there. And second, I believe lasting health comes from committing yourself to making small, manageable changes. We take things one bite at a time. Anxiety bites. So on today's episode, I want to talk about the six different types of anxiety and some of the ways your diet and nutrition can contribute to their symptoms or the causes. By the way, did you know that 40 million Americans have anxiety at some point in their lives? So if this is you, you're not alone. And women are twice as likely to suffer from an anxiety disorder. In fact, 1 in 5 women have anxiety. Now that's 20%. So we need to fix this. But first, let's talk about the different types of anxiety. First is general anxiety disorder, or GAD. And that's a type of anxiety where you're always worried and tense, even when there's, quote, no reason to be worried. And it's constant. It's exhausting, and really it distracts you from your life because your whole life is just focused on worry. Now, the next type of anxiety disorder is a phobia. And some phobias might not have a very big impact on your life. Like, for example, fear of spiders. You might not run into very many spiders in your everyday life, or fear of thunder, especially if you live in a place with mild weather. But other phobias can prevent you from living your life to the fullest. A fear of heights, for example, may prevent you, say, from getting a job in a tall building. A fear of flying can impact where you take your vacation or if you ever visit your family or even a job that may require you to travel. Another phobia is fear of driving or fear of freeways. Now that can really interfere with your life. Claustrophobia, if you need to commute on a train or you can't do elevators, that can impact your life. And then there's agoraphobia, and that's a type of phobia where you really don't want to leave the house at all. And that could be devastating. And that is really something that we can fix with nutrition. Now, then there's obsessive compulsive disorder, which is also known as OCD. And that's an anxiety disorder where you either have constant repetitive thoughts or you need to perform constant repetitive behaviors. Maybe like, for example, one of your thoughts could always be a worry or something very negative, like I'm a loser, I'm a terrible person, and that could be your compulsive thought. Or you can have a compulsive behavior like washing your hands or counting your steps or counting the number of stairs or checking things or cleaning things. Most of the time you feel like if you don't do your ritual, something bad could happen. You have to count. If you don't count, something terrible could happen. So you're doing the mental gymnastics in order to keep you feeling safe, but that again is a really huge distraction in your life because you're not living in the moment. You don't have the mental space to be creative, for example, or just let your mind be at peace so you can enjoy your life. Panic disorder is another type of anxiety, and that is when you get attacks of intense fear and physical symptoms like chest pains or feeling like you're going to have a heart attack or heart palpitations or shortness of breath. You may feel dizzy and weak or your vision may be blurry. And that comes on all of a sudden out of nowhere. But is it really out of nowhere? Because the signs of a panic attack are also the signs of low blood sugar. So if you're getting heart palpitations, you can't catch your breath, and you're dizzy and weak, that's what happens when your blood sugar gets too low. Say you may have skipped breakfast that day, and lunch may be running late, and you have a panic attack. If you're having panic attacks with the intense need to run or to escape and flee, now that's your fight or flight chemical kicking in. It's your adrenaline. If your blood sugar gets too low, your body shoots out adrenaline as a sort of emergency fuel. So you don't want to get into that state. And that is all about eating on time and eating the right food. So that could be fixed. Now, another anxiety disorder is PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder. And that can develop if a person has suffered something really terrifying or traumatic, like an assault or a natural disaster or an accident. Or, of course, you know, people who have served in the military can often experience post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And the last type of anxiety disorder is social anxiety disorder, where you feel an overwhelming anxiety and a really terrible sense of self-consciousness when you're in social situations. Now, maybe you feel anxiety when meeting new people or talking to people you don't know, or you might get really nervous when you have to talk to your boss or say things in front of a group of coworkers. One thing I always hated was having to go around the table and introduce myself and say a few words about me. And if you've ever had that experience where you're counting the next person, okay, next. Now you have four more people, and then three more people, and then two more. Now it's your turn. And by then, you could be in such a state that you really struggle through. And you know, that's terrible. And you don't have to live that way. Social anxiety is a very lonely type of anxiety. And it's very self-defeating because you do beat yourself up a lot. So we can fix that one too. Now those are the most common types of anxiety disorders. You may have one or two, or you may have a combination of many. For example, you could just go through your day with general anxiety and struggle with social anxiety when it comes to talking with people. And you might have a phobia like driving. And on top of all that, you might be getting panic attacks. But the good news is we can fix it. This is where I come in with the nutrition solution. Now, anxiety, simply put, is caused by brain function, which is totally impacted by the foods you eat. How we heal anxiety is by first taking a look at some of the causes of so many of the anxiety symptoms and how they relate to diet and nutrition. Okay, now the first one I just mentioned earlier was low blood sugar, and that will give you those panic symptoms. That's your panic attack. It's the weakness, the racing heart, the feeling of you got to get out of there, you know, the feeling you need to escape, and that can be fixed by eating regular meals and 100% eating breakfast. Never skip meals, but never skip breakfast, because I believe breakfast is so important to healing anxiety that next week's podcast is all about breakfast, so be sure to tune in. Now, next we need to talk about caffeine, sugar, and alcohol, because not only does caffeine and sugar get you revved up, you've heard of a sugar buzz, or you can't start your day without coffee, they also deplete important nutrients in your body like zinc and magnesium and vitamin C, and your B vitamins, which are vital for healing anxiety. And caffeine, sugar, and alcohol can also lower your serotonin, which is your happy brain chemical. Now, another thing to be aware of is protein. If you're not eating enough protein, you're not getting the amino acids you need to make the neurotransmitters or the brain chemicals. So eating things like steak and chicken and beans and fish, I mean, that's not so bad, is it? Getting that protein in is going to really balance your brain chemistry. And speaking of balance, hormones play a really big role in anxiety disorders, because that's where you get your stress hormones from, the adrenaline and the cortisol. So a hormone imbalance can shoot those up to where you're just on high alert all the time. And speaking of hormones, an overactive thyroid can give you physical symptoms of anxiety, like a racing heart or palpitations and sweating and all of that. So nourishing your body to support your hormones and your thyroids with foods like leafy greens, which are a great source of magnesium, is important. Another thing you could do for your hormones and your thyroid especially is to eat nuts, which are loaded with selenium. Now let's take a look at your gut or your digestive health. If that gets out of balance, say for example you've taken antibiotics, you need to eat probiotics in the form of yogurt or kefir. And did you know serotonin, the feel-good chemical in your brain, is made in your digestive tract from bifidobacteria, which is from yogurt. Now, antidepressant medications, or SSRIs, work by forcing your brain to keep recycling its existing serotonin. So, if you're already low on serotonin because you don't have the right probiotics in your gut, medication may not work for you because you don't have enough to begin with. What works is eating. Now, finally, another issue that relates to anxiety and nutrition is food sensitivities or allergies, especially gluten and wheat, soy, dairy, and packaged foods with its dyes and chemicals and flavorings and MSG. Those things can trigger anxiety symptoms because some food allergies will give you symptoms like a rash or eczema or gas or bloating and other physical signs, but other foods can make you experience emotional meltdowns, irritability, anxiety, depression, and brain fog. It can make you miserable. So that's how food can impact how you feel. Now, when it comes to diet, nutrition, and food, small changes can give you immediate results. I'm not kidding. Small changes in your diet, like cutting back on or eliminating gluten, can make you feel a world of difference. Eating a protein-based breakfast every morning is going to make you feel better almost immediately. Within 2 or 3 days, you'll feel better. So that's one thing we could start on. Keeping a food diary can help because that way you can track any food sensitivities or check the timing of what you're eating and when. And of course, cutting out or cutting down caffeine and alcohol and sugar will really help you feel better pretty quickly too. So there you have it. That's this week's Bite. I hope you liked today's episode. I really appreciate you being here with me. And remember, I understand what you're dealing with. I know exactly what panic attacks are. I know what anxiety feels like. And honestly, I know what you're going through. So never feel guilty or ashamed about getting help. We can fix this. And we fix this by eating really yummy food. So how great is that? When you eat better, you're going to feel better, and you can put anxiety behind you. Now, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to drop me a message. If you want to know more about what I do, visit my website, bellaholisticnutrition.com. And also, please remember to follow me on Facebook and join my new Facebook group, Anxiety Bites. So, thanks again for being with me. I'll see you soon, and until next time, take care.